Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. There's just so much news here. I'm just overwhelmed at where to begin. So what I think we're going to do here, and I'll come back and just kind of reintro the show in the next segment when a lot of our TV and radio stations pick us back up. But what I think I'll do here is just play all these video clips in the next two segments. And I'm just going to have to do all the news on the war room when I have just 3 hours clear to myself to just really get into this news and properly lay it out in a linear fashion with the deep analysis that I need to do. So that's what we're going to do is I'm going to get into all the big news out of Ukraine and Russia. I'm going to get into all the big news out of the CDC and everything. But I'll just reintroduce that in the next segment. Let's go to this clip, though, the latest John Bowne report, guys. Clip 16, end the pedo bureaucracy.
The scumbags that prey on America's children are multiplying. They are so brazen that they hunt them on social media.
Danny, no, I need your help now.
Does it look like we're trying
you're
to fight you?
You're on the registry. No. You were masturbating to the 13-year-old.
Got you.
Can you come and get me, Danny?
On the video track.
Tell me, Danny. Danny, will you come help him?
Sometimes they are even the developers of those platforms.
So when he told you he was 13, what was you thinking?
I didn't know exactly. I thought maybe it was someone in trouble, if they were reaching out, someone thought they knew me. So I was like, I'll continue this conversation.
Well, you're 13, don't
yes,
talk to me?
Yes, of course.
Okay, because you not once in this whole conversation expressed that he was in any kind of trouble. So he never told you that he was in any kind of trouble, so I wouldn't say that for your defense, but we'll keep going. He said, better watch my language with you. And he said, why? Because you're a youngin', you said.
A Vancouver teacher has been implicated in a child pornography ring. Police in Australia have announced the arrest of 11 people. Two are Canadians. As Teresa Lalonde reports, the ring allegedly operated through Facebook.
If we can stop it at that initial point, then we can lessen the impact on the child and hopefully, you know, lessen the distribution of their images and videos of them being tortured.
Facebook would deactivate the suspect's site but not contact police. The suspects would simply set up a new account in a different name.
They are their teachers. They are in top positions in law enforcement.
These two individuals, a deputy in Livingston Parish and his teacher wife, who was a middle school teacher, got caught by Adobe. They were photoshopping things. Adobe turned them into authorities in Louisiana, which launched an investigation. Authorities for the Attorney General's office showed up at the couple's house. They found this safe full of hard drives, computers, thumb drives, things like that. And all of it was encrypted with a software called Keep My Data Safe. And so essentially they had to come in and decode everything. And when they decoded everything, they were alarmed at what they saw. They saw child porn. They saw child rape. They also saw what appeared to be this deputy who was ejaculating on sweets that were then being served to his wife's class.
They are in the tax-fueled bureaucracy that runs our lives.
The Defense Department releasing brand new details into an investigation involving child pornography and dozens of its workers and contractors, some with top-level security clearance. Not only are these very serious accusations, but investigators say some of the people involved were handling the nation's most sensitive secrets.
Take a look at this, for instance. The National Security Agency, the National Reconnaissance Office, and the very secretive Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Others also worked on actual military installations, including Edwards Air Force Base in California and also the California-based Naval Air Warfare Warfare Center. So they had access to military secrets in some cases and military hardware.
Department of Defense computers are being misused to share, to spread, to access child pornography. The Department of Defense does not have an adequate way of responding to this, of tracking down and investigating who as an individual is misusing these computers, who is sharing these pornographic images of children, who is sending them to whom.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let me hit the reset button real quick here on this March 1st edition of the Alex Jones Show, year 2022. I've got another guest coming up. Today's show, it's been a little clunky because Alex hosted the first hour and then the great Roger Stone in the second hour, and I got another guest coming up here in the third hour. So there was just no chance for me to properly get into this information and dissect it and analyze it with that format. So I'm hosting the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., my normal duties. I'm going to properly get into all the news and analysis and commentary that I have on my desk here in the 3 hours on the War Room, because that's the thing is I need a full 3 hours to do like a college level course evaluation on all of this. And it's going to take 3 hours. It might not even be enough time with the breaks included. So, but that's the plan. Now I'm going to get to a bunch of these video clips in the meantime that hover over all of this news, that kind of give you the taste and flavor for it, in sights and sounds. So that's what we're going to do here, and then Jake Ducey is going to join me in just 30 minutes. But ladies and gentlemen, with all the news here and all the information, we're not even doing a proper job plugging how we stay on air at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're just so obsessed with the news and information that, you know, it's like we don't even think about, hey, we got to fund ourselves to keep ourselves on air here. But that is the case. And we make it easy. We've got top-rated, top-level supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, many of which are at a deep discount right now, like Winter Sun Plus, which we can barely even keep in stock. This stuff sells out so quickly. BrainForce Ultra, same thing. Sells out really fast. That's 40% off. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. And it's supplements that are going to give you the opportunity to be as healthy as possible. That's our goal, because we know you're under chemical, biological attack long before the vaccines even came out for COVID, or they made the bioweapon in the lab that they released with the chemicals and the food and the water. That's why we said, hey, let's combat the attack on your body with vitamins and minerals and supplements that are going to combat that attack and then turbocharge your immune system and your health to be in the best health you can possibly be in this poisoned planet that we currently live on. So it's InfoWarsStore.com. I hear about people all the time that don't filter their water, and I'm just aghast. I'm just stunned, quite frankly. And these are smart people that politically align with me, and I say, hey, you know, You don't filter your water. You're drinking the fluoride. You're drinking the glyphosate. You're drinking all the chemicals and everything that's been found in there. And they just don't even really realize it or think twice. And I show them the studies. And it's like this common sense thing. It's like, oh, yeah, like, of course this water's toxic. Of course they add these things. Why haven't I been filtering my water? Get our water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. And look, believe me, nobody wants to see the collapse of the economy. Nobody wants to see the collapse of the supply chain. Nobody wants to see another Great Depression or anything like that. But, I mean, these are things that can help you in that situation. Water filters, emergency food supplies. I mean, these are going to be things you're going to want if we do reach another Great Depression-like scenario, which will be totally synthetic, obviously. It's called the Great Reset. But that's how you support us. That's how we stay on air. It's InfoWarsStore.com. From the hats and the t-shirts to the supplements to the air filters and the water filters and everything else in between, you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible. So we thank you for that, and we encourage you to continue to do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, with that, let's go to a couple of these clips here. You know, Russell Brand has been doing really amazing work, and now obviously he's a classical liberal. He's well known as a liberal. He doesn't hide from this, but he's considered a right-wing extremist now because he likes to tell the truth and question official narratives. And so he does a podcast. He does a Rumble show. He has a massive audience, obviously coming out of Hollywood, rejecting the poison of the New World Order and their lies. Here he is talking about Bill Gates in one of his recent podcasts in clip 9.
Meanwhile, Bill Gates. Let's see what Bill Gates has got to say now, the crazy old genius.
Where would you assess where we are today in beating COVID-19?
Don't touch your nose. We've all seen those videos.
You know, sadly, the virus itself, particularly the variant called Omicron, is a type of vaccine. That is, it creates both B-cell and T-cell immunity. And it's done a better job of getting out to the world population than we have with vaccines.
What if that's sad? Nature's doing its own vaccines.
Well, the problem is if nature does a vaccine, we can't charge you for it.
Also, isn't the reason that African nations didn't have access to the vaccine is because of the refusal to waive patents that you endorsed, by the way?
Well, I think the mainstream media did a reasonably good job.
What about the CDC? Did they do a good job by not publishing the information, by controlling the information, by giving us little pipsqueak tidbits bit of information? You can handle that bit of information. You wouldn't understand it. You're too stupid.
The scale of the misinformation, once you move past the mainstream media, is so wild, you almost have to laugh about it.
I don't laugh, though. I just don't fund it.
Are we going to see another pandemic before we are able to beat this one?
Well, we'll have another pandemic.
What time is it? There should be another pandemic.
Do you believe it's possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Say again?
Is it possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Yes, if every country does what Australia did.
All you got to do to avoid pandemics, the information of which seems to be controlled and changes considerably, even in the mainstream media, and some could say especially in the mainstream media, where there's been different times where you couldn't talk about the Wuhan lab leak, different times where you couldn't talk about vaccine efficacy, different times where you couldn't talk about the spread, natural immunity. All you got to do is be imprisoned for the rest of your life. Is that too much to ask?
Then you wouldn't be calling it a pandemic. That's all.
So what's being suggested there is that we all follow the pretty severe methods that Australia followed.
Yeah, just be a good slave. Just live under tyranny. Just enter your prison cell, sit down, shut up, and die, and we can avoid the next pandemic. Thanks, Bill Gates. Thank you so much. Now, listen to what Klaus Schwab had to say on recently. He's kind of the Bill Gates of Europe, if you will, just with billions of dollars and a power broker. He wants to censor you at the biological level. Listen to this in clip 10.
But ladies and gentlemen, excellencies, the future is already here. The future has begun. It's a new system. It changes us because it's a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological spheres. It's an integration of those spheres. Just think of sensors planted into our brains. The opportunities are immense. And we have to prepare ourselves already now.
Just imagine, look what we can do to people digitally. We can control their cash. We can shut down their bank accounts. We can shut down their free speech. Once we become transhumanists and you become a digital biological android, we can just shut you off and shut you up. We don't even have to worry about internet censorship. We're just going to literally censor your brain with implantable chips. Now, do you think Klaus Schwab is going to put himself through that?
Of course not.
Do you think Bill Gates is going to become a transhumanist? Of course not. They want that for you, the peasants, you, the serf class, you, the slaves. You go into transhumanism, bondage, they conquer the planet. That's the New World Order. That's the Great Reset. And there is Klaus Schwab bragging about all of it. But keep calling it a conspiracy theory. Keep pretending like this isn't the world you live in. Keep ignoring the future that is becoming more and more clear for everyone to see. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a biological digital android slave. Not now, not ever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show is over, that there is a massive freedom convoy heading to D.C. Massive. Just went through Oklahoma. Huge numbers of people on the side of the roads waving flags supporting them. They're going through Missouri. I mean, this is, I mean, there's differing opinions on whether this is a good idea or not, but whatever the argument is, it's happening. I mean, there is a massive freedom convoy heading to D.C., which is already in martial law again, you know, because Joe Biden is so popular with his 81 million votes or whatever, 81 trillion votes, you might as well say. Joe Biden with his 81 trillion votes is so popular that they have to lock down the entire city of D.C. ahead of his State of the Union, and they have to build massive walls and fences around government buildings ahead of his State of the Union because, you know, he's so popular. It's amazing, isn't it? You know, this might be one of the greatest moments of political hypocrisy that has ever happened of all time. Chrystia Freeland, the known descendant of Nazis and the perpetrator of the political imprisonment and persecution of the Canadian Freedom Convoy. Yes, her, who's punished and destroyed the lives of peaceful protesters in Canada. You know that she did a march, she led a march for Ukraine, didn't wear a mask, and she leads a march in Canada for Ukraine after she made it illegal to march and protest in Canada. She goes out and has a march and a protest. I mean, that's Nancy Pelosi implementing mask mandates and shutting down businesses in California, but then bullying small business owners to go give her a hairdo and a haircut. That's Lori Lightfoot shutting down all the businesses in Chicago and then saying, no, but I need to get my haircut. I'm more important than you. That's Gavin Newsom shutting down restaurants in California and then having huge birthday dinners with all of his friends while he says, you can't go out, you can't go to dinner, you have to wear a mask. I mean, these leftist liberals couldn't be more hypocritical if they tried to be. How much longer do we have to deal with this? My God. How much longer do we have to deal with this scum? Just get them off our back, please, God. I'm sorry we killed so many babies with abortion. I'm sorry we lied and killed so many innocent people with wars. Please, God, forgive us and relieve us of this. We just can't take it anymore. It's just too much. It's just too much, man. And now they're torturing people. They're imprisoning people. They're killing people. And so Chrystia Freeland says, you can't have a march. And then she go leads a march for Ukraine. I'm so done, man. I'm so done. Just the whole planet is just so done with these people. In fact, here's a perfect example. Governor Sisolak of Nevada, and I'll give him credit, he went out to a restaurant, and boy, oh boy, the entire restaurant gave him the what for and the how to. Take a look at this. But, you know, I mean, look, when you're a lying tyrant, a-hole douchebag, Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of support in public when the people find out who you really are. That's what happened to Governor Sisolak at a restaurant in Nevada. Check this out.
Amazing. I can't tell you what a piece of sorry to hear that. New World Order traitor piece of shit bastard. You're in here without security?
You know what? Woo! I want to second that.
Yeah, you piece of shit. I'm surprised you have the balls to be out here in public, huh? Out here without a cop, out here without security? Woo! You got balls on you, boy! I'm not moving.
Wait till we find all the money that boy just made.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think I trust
you. Oh, you in trouble. Yeah, you better get the out of here, Sisolak.
I'll leave that to go somewhere else.
Where's your security at, huh? Huh? Where's your house, trust me, lady? Where's your security at? Huh? You want to sell us all down the river? You working for China, piece of shit?
It's called treason.
You f***ing traitors! We should string you up by lamppost right now, pussy boy!
You know what they do to traitors?
They hang
traitors.
That's right, patriot.
I think it's awesome.
You running into a patriot now, huh? Huh? Where's your security at? I heard about you banging that little girl and wrecking your car. Does she know about that? Huh, Steve? Mr. Sisolak? You treasonous, China-working, sucking mother Where's your security at, bitch? Woo! You lucky I'm a law-abiding citizen. Woo! Because your daughter's with you, I'm going to leave you alone now. Patriots.
Yeah. Now, this is a bit of a tightrope here. I'll explain why. But see, you notice most people weren't even sure who he was. And then when that individual said, hey, look, here's the governor. Here's the scumbag governor. And then the whole restaurant was like, yeah, F you. Yeah, you suck. Yeah, I hate you. Yeah, you destroyed the state. And then the whole restaurant is like, yeah, what the hell is this guy doing in here? Get this scumbag out of here, man. F you. And then he runs away like the little coward he is, the little globalist rat that he is. I mean, even in the parking lot, people are coming out like, hey, that's the douchebag governor. Hey, that's the guy that tried to destroy my life. Now, here's the tightrope that we face, because we don't live in a free country anymore under Joe Biden. And we have criminals that run our government that will politically persecute you if you stand against them. So it's now like this balancing tightrope act where I've done that numerous times to politicians, because, you know, I'll be flying to and from D.C., and there'll be politicians on these flights flying out of D.C. And I'll see, you know, politicians like Al Green and others, and I'll put on my camera phone. I'll come right up to them and I'll say, hey, you know what? You're a liar. You're a scumbag. And I did that like years ago, and I didn't get near the reception from the crowd around me. Al Green one time actually rallied a terroristic crowd against me to try to do violence against me in an airport. I mean, literally, I had Al Green trying to rally a terroristic attack against me in an airport, encouraging a crowd to come up against me. Did I back down? Of course not. But see, now we're at a level where if you even talk to a politician, the Democrats will probably try to come after you and arrest you. That's the level of mafiosa gangster activity that the Democrat Party is involved in now, and big tech and all of them. I mean, these are dangerous, dangerous criminals. So it's like, how do you properly address and deal with these dangerous criminals that are trying to destroy our country, but then at the same time, keep yourself safe from their gangster mafia political persecution of you so that you don't get killed or end up in jail the rest of your life, just peacefully executing your First Amendment right? So that is the difficult tightrope that we are currently on. But I've got a feeling that videos like this are only going to become more common. A lot more common. And these politicians are not even going to be able to go out in public very soon. But they did that to themselves. They're the ones that lied to you and destroyed your country.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality, storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality, storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, the mass formation psychosis of the zombie hordes has never been more prevalent. And while I understand wanting the feel-good approach and the tugging of the heartstrings to say, hey, you know what, I don't like to see Russia invading Ukraine. I don't like to see war. I don't like to see innocent people dying in this globalist war versus humanity. But it's amazing to watch how the brainwashed zombie horde goes from an expert on viruses to an expert on vaccines to an expert on Ukraine overnight without any research into any of those subjects for themselves. And, of course, no debate on the topics either. They just censor out the opposition.
And so joining me now to discuss this and much more and host the fourth hour of today's transmission is Jake Ducey. Jake, it's really incredible. I've watched the lowest IQ brainwashed morons in 2 years become PhD masters in virology and vaccines and medicine, and now to geopolitics and Ukraine. I mean, wow, these people are just geniuses. It's like they can just soak up ages and lifetimes of information without actually doing any research themselves.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. You know, I think it's something about the replication of brain cells that some people like us, we seem not to possess the same genetic capabilities.
You know, there's something to be said about that. And I'm not a big guy that does aliens or UFOs or the paranormal. It's stuff that interests me. But I mean, I'm talking to other smart people, rational people that we talk politics with. And I mean, we're reaching the point of these discussions where, I mean, we're just like scratching our head like, what is going on here? Are these people even human? And we don't want to be a part of dehumanizing somebody. We don't want to turn into the monsters that the left have turned into. But I mean, seriously, it's like, am I watching, like, is this an under the skin invasion of some weird alien force? Is this like a They Live occupation? Because this is unrecognizable as human behavior to me.
Well, speaking of under the skin, one of the things that I've been looking into a lot more, as you know, just helping Alex organize some of his thoughts with his Great Reset book, and been looking a lot into central bank digital currencies. Obviously, we know Klaus Schwab is talking about these inserts that go directly into your skin, and then I believe it was the Moderna CEO was talking on the World Economic Forum about this new type of vaccine, essentially kind of like database system that you swallow this pill and then it can detect if you've taken it, and then they know if you've taken it. And as I've been looking more and more into Ukraine, one of the other interesting things that I found is Mykhailo Fedorov. He is Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation. He is on the World Economic Forum's Young Leaders. One of the other things that a lot of people don't know, which will be one of the unintended consequences of all of this, is as you talk about a lot, is this one of the stated Great Reset goals is the centralization of everything through a central bank digital currency vaccine pass. This is what they're going to use for the bank freezes, what they're doing to Russian citizens. Right, we're not talking about Russian government, it's just ordinary citizens that now are blocked from Google Pay, Apple Pay, their financial system. We've seen that in Canada. And here's some interesting quotes from Mykhailo Fedorov, Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation. He said, quote, "We have to make a product that is so convenient that a person will be able to disrupt their stereotypes, to break free from their fears, and start using government-made applications. When we allow a person to register a business in 3 clicks, when we allow them to pay their taxes in 2 clicks, no matter how skeptical a person is, they will start to use these technologies or services. The state, what we want to do is have the state in a smartphone, which aims by 2024 to have 100% of all government services available online, with 20% of services provided automatically without the intervention of the official." And it's pretty interesting, you know, because that's one thing Ukraine is a leader in, and what they're doing to Russia's citizens that have nothing to do with their government, freezing their accounts like they did in Canada. The next move here from this organization is to move towards this central digital currency that's really not going to be a digital currency, right? It's going to be the basis of the social credit score system. And I found it interesting how involved Ukraine is in implementing that.
Well, and look, I want to be clear here. I'm a big supporter of cryptocurrency as a hedge against the fiat market. I'm a free market, you know, absolutist. I mean, even with NFTs, you think investing in an NFT, like a new form of digital art, like I'm for all of it. But see, I have a big beef with the Bitcoin commentary community, because they act like Bitcoin is the be all end all. Like, oh, you get a broken leg, Bitcoin will solve that. And they're not just being honest, because they put all their life savings in Bitcoin, and so they want it to succeed. So they want you to invest in it so they get richer. And they're never honest. Look, Bitcoin can go to zero. That's just a fact. I hope that's not the case. I'd love to see Bitcoin succeed and create generational wealth of people that haven't had the experience. But see, what does Klaus Schwab say? He says you'll own nothing and you'll have nothing. Well, what is Bitcoin? What is an NFT? Well, really, it's nothing. So that's not me speaking negative on these things. I want them to succeed. It's a way of people taking the power back. But at the same time, I can see how it can be manipulated. And just like we had a great stock market crash in the 20s in the 20th century, we could have a big cryptocurrency crash. And notice how they're promoting all of it. They want everybody to invest in it now. And, oh, look at the returns. Well, what if it goes to zero? That'll be the next big crash. So here's the point. Anything digital can be controlled. And like you said, in Russia, just average citizens can't use their digital payment anymore. In Canada, they're shutting down your bank account. Well, okay, of course the World Economic Forum wants a cashless society, because then they totally control you, and they control the flow of money. And so if all of your currency is digital and doesn't have any either hard value or a hard asset you can keep in your hand, you're a slave. And that's what, if people looked at what's going on in Russia, they might understand this better.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see. There's more and more talks about the cyber attacks, right, too. We saw our best friend Hillary Clinton go on and saying we need to have, you know, we need to attack them with a cyber war. And the cyber pandemic, obviously, that Klaus Schwab talked about when he said, you know, 99% worse is the cyber pandemic, forget COVID. And that's how they're going to need an emergency to usher people in mass. Of course, they're going to be able to get a percentage of these very high IQ people that are just going to accept some of their UBI, which is really not going to be money. It's going to be a credit system that they're going to get access to. But how do they get the rest of us onto this system? And that's what I wonder. The cyber pandemic and these types of things seem to make a lot of sense. And now, in one respect, one of the unintentional consequences of this Russia thing is now the conversation about cyber attacks. I was talking to a big CEO for a very big publicly traded company in Canada, and the Canadian government sent a press release out to all these big corporations and let them know, hey, you know, prepare for, you know, some type of potential consequences to the financial system, cyber attacks on the financial system. And maybe that's how they officially get us to own nothing. And then this is how they usher in the official new system of the Great Reset. I don't know.
Well, either way, the digital currency is a huge problem. A cashless society is a huge problem because it limits the individual's, just peer-to-peer, real human peer-to-peer exchanging of currencies. If it's all digital, now you're reliant on a third party to allow you access to that. And that's a dangerous concept that people are learning, unfortunately, the hard way right now in Russia. I mean, Russia and Canada. I mean, you've got the lines in Russia building up because people can't access Apple or Google Pay. Oh, yeah. Apple and Google, Jake, those are two companies that we should trust. Apple and Google are just extremely high as far as the moral ethics are concerned.
Yeah, it really is amazing to watch. And what a lot of individuals have stated is it's called the digital gulag, right? For this 21st century fascistic takeover, it's a digital gulag. And once this thing is in place, which it's just so interesting to see the tie-ins to Ukraine, they want to be the leader in moving everything digital from your taxes to your bank accounts to everything. That's the digital gulag, I guess.
All right, Jake Ducey is with us for another segment, and then he hosts the entire fourth hour. And we'll talk about some of the stuff Jake is doing here with InfoWars. It's really great work, and we'll highlight some of the other...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake Ducey is with us here on the Alex Jones Show. This is the final segment for me, Owen Schroyer, before I come back and host the War Room, which I'm telling you, this is going to be one of the most important War Room transmissions I've ever done coming up at 3 o'clock. So get ready for that. But Jake Ducey with us here. Now, Jake really was essential in what a lot of people are considering the next level of Alex Jones with all the stuff that he's done here at InfoWars, and that's ResetWars.com. And so, Jake, I don't know if you can talk about some of the new projects that you're getting into right now. I don't know if you're going to talk about that in the next segment. So I'll just leave it right there because I'm not really sure what you want to get into or not as far as that's concerned. But, you know, the point is this. I get into all this information here. I get into all the news all day and I just bury myself in it. And we tend to disconnect ourselves with the spiritual aspect of things, the psychological aspect of things, which is really just as important as all of this news I have on my desk, maybe even more important, quite frankly. This is just kind of a gateway to channeling the soul and the spirit that has been dormant because of the chemicals and the food and water and the programming on the TV. And so I guess getting back to what we were talking about in the last segment, it's like, how do you deprogram someone that's become an NPC? How do you deprogram somebody that's become a brainwashed zombie that thinks they're a virus expert, a vaccine expert, and a Ukraine expert, simply because that's what the mass programming is brainwashing them into thinking?
Yeah, so first of all, thanks, Owen, and I want to say to everyone, Alex's got a lot of awesome things coming up. He's got a major book that's going to be coming out before the midterms, and, you know, Alex's brain's like it like 40 encyclopedias, so I'm just kind of helping him piece together, you know, Alex could write 1,000 books, each 1,000 pages long, but simplifying it, right? So I've been out there working with him on that. That's coming out real soon. A lot of other awesome stuff. And while we were out there, he said, let's do, with all of this crazy stuff going on, the most important thing is to control what you can control. So he asked me to come on. We're going to do a 50% special that's beginning right now for 48 hours, resetwars.com. This is Alex's first ever online course that breaks down exactly how to prepare for the Great Reset, right? This is it's a war in numerous respects. It's a financial war. It's a psychological war. It's a geopolitical war. It's a mental war. It's a spiritual war. And Reset Wars helps you break down how to navigate that exactly. So we don't just get bogged down and consumed by all of this information, but that we can actually do something about it to protect ourselves, protect our friends, protect our family. We've had massive censorships and blocks that we've talked about many times. This is some very important information. It's resetwars.com. If you haven't got it yet, it's 50% off for a very limited time. So you go to resetwars.com. I'm going to be talking about 10 other ways to prepare yourself for everything that's happening. But Owen, to answer your question, so we're just kind of preparing stuff for the book. And towards the end of the book, you know, I said to Alex, one of the ways that your information changed my life is because once I learned all of this stuff, what happened to me is they said, well, if all of reality is this, you know, bizarre matrix illusion that we're living in, I'm actually going to go out, I'm going to learn all this information about consciousness, mind control, the nature of reality. I'm going to use it to actually create my dream life for myself. And Alex said, you know what? As we wrap up the book, one of the most important things is a lot of times people learn all this information, but then what happens is they get filled with hatred, they get filled with anger. They do what they want you to do, which is to lock yourself in your room, get ready for your pod. Pretty soon they'll feed you the crickets. And we sit in our room and we get totally disconnected, and the negative energy actually ends up eating us up. And Alex talks about in Reset Wars the transmutation of energy. Energy is never created or destroyed. Emotions are just energy. So the transmutation of energy is something Napoleon Hill talks about in his book, Think and Grow Rich, that dissatisfaction is a creative state. So the most important thing we can do right now is to control what we control, take this anger, take this confusion, all these messed up emotions, and then how can we turn this into a creative state to protect our friends, our family, improve our businesses, our mind, our spirituality, whatever it might be. That's what Reset Wars is about. And that's really how Alex and I started working together here and there, is because I just said, hey, you know, this is how your work's improved it. And he said, this is what we need. I'm covering the news all the time. Now we also have to give people practical ways to prepare themselves. And there's a whole catalog of things we're going to be rolling out. First is Reset Wars, the book, all that. ResetWars.com is 50% special. And that's kind of the conversation we were having yesterday, Owen.
Well, and you think about, you know, it's a cliche, like the best revenge is living a happy, healthy, successful life, right? And it's a tough thing to apply when you're dealing with the New World Order, knowing the future they have in store, but yet it still exists there. And so I think if the analogy of InfoWars being the sunglasses in They Live that kind of break down the matrix, break through all the propaganda, you put on the InfoWars glasses, it's almost as if, you know, our media coverage at InfoWars is one lens, but it's not the complete vision until you awaken the spiritual side of things, too.
The spiritual side, the mental side, and then think about how many people Alex talks about in the Reset Wars course don't become a victim to the New World Order. Think about how many people know all this information, but they're so consumed to it in a point where they become so pessimistic about life that they no longer have any creative ideas to improve their business, to improve their community, awesome political ideas to run local, ways to rebuild the education system. They want to keep us in the lower planes of the psychological warfare so we stay in a reactionary, animalistic state of consciousness. And we have to move to a creative force, right? And this is building the new networks, the new internets, the new businesses, using this type of energy, of urgency or anger, whatever you feel, transmuting that energy into creative force to double the sales in your real estate business, to grow an extra private practice in your local medical or doctor practice so that we can deliver people honest medicine, whatever it is for you. This is how we do it, but they want to keep us in such a frenetic, stagnant state that by default, we enslave ourselves because we're aware, but we aren't doing anything with any of the knowledge. And I think that's what Alex always talks about is knowledge is power, right? And this is the next step, is transmuting this energy into creative forces. And if you look at anyone who's ever influenced the world in a positive way, what did they do? They were dissatisfied with something, and then they used their creative energy to propose a new solution to it. I mean, whether it's flying, airplanes, whatever it is, but then the next question is, how can I do that? How can you do that? Owen, you did that. There's tons of other people that know all this information and they want to be like Owen, they want to be like Alex, and they want to do media. You did something with it. And all of us have to start doing this, and that's the old Buckminster Fuller quote, is don't fight the old system, build a new one that makes the old one obsolete. And every single person, I believe, God's given them a special, unique talent, gift, and interest. And how can we materialize that for the limited time that we're here? That's how we do something. That's how we wake other people up, too, in my opinion.
I love that you just said that, because one of my, I don't know if you'd call it a pet peeve, but it's like it's just like this little click in my head that is always there. And I think it just has to do with, and a lot of people are the same way. It's why people watch, you know, sporting events or the Super Bowl, or, you know, people deliver great speeches. Is I like observing and witnessing and appreciating and experiencing other people that have mastered their craft, other people that are truly great and uplift humanity. And I have this weird pet peeve where if I see somebody that has huge potential that is just going to waste and just being spoiled and they're not tapping into that, that hurts me. Like I'm like screaming like, hey, you're amazing. You can do so much more. Don't you know that? You just need a little encouragement. You just need a little focus. And I see with the youth of the nation, it's the same thing. Like the school system wants them downtrodden. The public school education keeps them downtrodden. The college indoctrination keeps them downtrodden. It's like, no, you do have something special for you in this universe. You do have a divine destiny. You have to understand that, believe it, and tap into it and reach your full potential. Watching wasted potential crushes me. Now, you look at the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. They want all of human potential wasted. They want all this human potential squandered. I want to tap into it. I want it to become the number one resource on this planet is humans.
Yeah, there's this cool quote. It says that instead of education or entertainment, they blend the two together, edutainment, where we learn all this information and we get awake, but it becomes entertainment. We get the serotonin and the dopamine releases of everything, but we're not doing anything with the information. And what we need is everything from people that are going to become the number one real estate agent in their area, and they're going to be super awake, and they're going to have extra money to start building new things, same in medical, same in movies, same in shows. Across the board, it's this type of movement that has to occur. And that's kind of what I just proposed to Alex. And he said, well, let's build this whole new catalog. That's Reset Wars. That's the next book coming out, the expose of the Great Reset, all of these types of things. That's the next step that has to happen, right? If we actually believe we're made in the image of God, then we all have a divine destiny here. And it's not just to look at all this bad stuff. It's for us to literally start to change the world and build a new one.
No, that's it exactly. The lie of the Great Reset, the lie of the New World Order, which is really going to be rolled out when they talk about man-made climate change, is that you're a virus, you're a parasite on this planet, you need to die. No, you are a divine creation of God's, meant to live and thrive. Jake Ducey hosting the fourth hour. I'll be back hosting the War Room.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.